Clay Travis, media must blame faulty coronavirus projections, or admit Trump saved millions of people. By Warner Todd Houston on April 7, 2020. Clay Travis blasted blue checkmark anti-Trumpers in the media who have spread foreboding news about the coronavirus, while simultaneously criticizing the Trump administration over the recently downgraded coronavirus death toll numbers. Replying to another Twitter user, Travis pointed out that the CDC's recent downgrading of the number of coronavirus deaths that we might expect when this is all said and done can be read like a Trump success. After all, if the number of projected deaths are falling, wouldn't that mean that Trump's efforts have been successful? A Twitter user had scolded Travis for saying that Trump's actions have been a great help in the response to the viral outbreak. That Twitter user scoffed by noting that the nation's mayors and governors are the ones who really did the work. Ah, gotcha. So, if millions of people had died, you would have blamed the mayors and governors for those deaths and not Trump. Thanks for clarifying, Matthew, Travis scoffed. But Travis went further, adding, "My point here is this. Twitter blue checkmark I hate Trump brigade is going to have to pick a side. Either, A, the models predicting millions of deaths you all shared as fear porn to terrify everyone were wildly inaccurate, or B, Trump saved millions of lives by his actions." Travis went on to say that you can't have it both ways. You can't praise mayors and governors but not Trump, since he was saying and doing the exact same things as the mayors and governors. And if you are praising the mayors and governors, when the numbers of expected deaths are figured down, then you have also to credit Trump with a win. Travis was reacting to recent news from the CDC. On Monday, Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, appeared on AM 1030 KVOI radio in Tucson, Arizona, and said that the statistics have dramatically changed since the nation began the stay-at-home campaign. Redfield said that the number of deaths now looks on track to be much, much, much lower than previously projected. The doctor noted that the nation's actions as a whole seriously impacted the models used to project the number of deaths. He added that, those models that were done, they assume only about 50% of the American public would pay attention to the recommendations. In fact, what we're seeing is a large majority of the American public is taking the social distancing recommendations to heart. And I think that's the direct consequence of why you're seeing the numbers are going to be much, much, much lower than would have been predicted by the models. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.